There may soon be a new expectation for teachers at Nashville's traditional public schools. Used to, they taught who showed up, the neighborhood kids. But in the new age of school choice, recruiting is becoming part of the job, even going door to door.
There's somebody in there. Hi!
On a recent Saturday, a couple of Metro educators find themselves on a porch doing that thing where you see someone through the window and look away. After an uncomfortable amount of time, the door cracks open.
My name is Latanya White. I'm the principal of Rosemount Elementary School. How are you doing? Rosemount.
Oh, Guillermo.
Yes, you should have a child ready to come to school soon.
White and her volunteer teachers are working their way through a list of names and addresses. The families live in the Rosebank school zone, but their kids don't go there. While a little nervous, White says she is excited about meeting families where they live instead of waiting for them to walk in her door.
I think that we're just moving to the place where we do have to sell ourselves. We do have to market ourselves. We do have to say, hey, look, this is what we're doing. So come check us out.
Nearly half of the students in East Nashville don't attend their zone school. Part of that is the district's own doing. Open enrollment made it so students can go just about anywhere in the city as long as there's an open seat. Private schools have always lured some students away from their zone school, and now there are the charters, which are highly concentrated in East Nashville. That's why Superintendent Jesse Register is taking a page from their playbook.
I think they have done a better job of getting out and recruiting and canvassing in neighborhoods, and I think we need to learn from that.
Judging from the amount of coffee and donuts set out for volunteers at Rosebank's inaugural canvassing event, they were hoping for more than the half a dozen teachers who actually showed up. Art instructor Carla Douglas took time out of her Saturday, but says there's a general sense that marketing shouldn't fall on teachers.
I'm sure there's plenty of teachers that are thinking that way. I'm sure there are, and they're not here.
Douglas says she accepts that recruiting may just become one more unpaid duty.
Yeah, these are our children.
Hey,
awesome. Hey, how are y'all doing? You're not used to seeing me on Saturday, huh?
Yeah, me either.
On a tree-lined street, a group of cousins run up to Principal White. They live with their grandmother, Melba Hardison, who offers some reconnaissance help.
Yeah, that house right over there and that house over there have got, like, pre-K kids, I think.
Okay.
And they may be going to private school. So y'all might just want to talk to them.
Yes, we'll go
and reassure them that, you know, about the school.
We are a good choice.
You know, because it
absolutely
is a good choice. Really is.
This block is typical of East Nashville. Very mixed income. There are homes like Hardison's where multiple families live under one roof. And across the street, Mother Danielle Sloan, a partner at one of the city's biggest law firms.
You know, it sounds bad. I love the diversity of East Nashville. We moved here for a reason. But you still want the opportunities for your children to continue to progress even while those kids are coming along. And you want to support that, but you know, so it's a very difficult line. And for families, you don't want to take a chance with your kids, right?
Sloan says she visited several charter schools before landing a spot for her daughter in one of the district's most sought-after elementaries, Lachlan Design Center. But even Sloan says she doesn't want to see her neighborhood school wither away, adding that she wishes Rosebank teachers had been out in force earlier.
If she had come and talked to me last year, I would have gone and talked to her about Aurelia, you know, but, you know, now we're sort of set and you're not going to just transfer schools that easily.
It may take more door-knocking days for the zone schools to see the fruits of their labor. If unsuccessful, schools that remain under capacity have been threatened with closure or possibly conversion to a charter school. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.